This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Last day of Black History Month. What will we do? What will we do? Thank God Almighty. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I know, it's depressing. My audience is like, Kev, it's the last day for you to celebrate your blackness this year. Just when you folks were learning more about black people, they pulled the rug out from under you. They ripped it out. You were going to the museum, the Black History Museum, all over the South, where they don't say a word about Democrats. Go into one of these civil rights museums or whatever. They will not tell you the political party who was oppressing blacks, sicking these dogs on them, throwing these water cannons on them. They won't say it. I've been to three of them. I've been looking for the word Democrat. You don't even find dim, D-E-M, like dim, and I was going to say dimension, but that's D-I-M. But you know what I'm saying. The Democrats, ooh, they run. They run from their history. They do not want people to know how bad they were on black folks. People that we had to pass laws against in order to protect black people. When you got to put laws on the books, the Civil Rights Act, because of the egregious manner of Democrats. These people they remain evil. They're just, they've upped their game. That's all they've done. The only thing we got to know about Black History Month is that the Democrats put such a stain on America that they want to run from it. They will do anything to get rid of it, and they have transferred it to Republicans. The very people who freed black people. I want to let you hear a guy's name is Clarence Henderson. He is a civil rights activist that was back during the day. And he speaks about the Republican values and why he's a Republican. I think he converted, but he talks about it, and it just doesn't get any better. We're going to finish out this segment on that.
We have to move in the same spirit as the Republican Party when they defended the rights of blacks in America. Passed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. We have to continue the same spirit as we did when we sat down at that lunch counter and put Jim Crow on trial, and he was found guilty of trying to divide this country when we were a country united.
Clarence Henderson joins me now. Mr. Henderson, thanks very much for taking the time today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
So let me begin by asking you, what do you see in Donald Trump? Why do you support him and think that he is best for African-American communities?
Well, politicians are a dime a dozen. Leaders are priceless. Donald Trump is a businessman, and America is a business. And in order to run America, be a part of running America, you have to understand the economics of America and that we are free society. We don't need politicians running based on policy, but running based on principles.
Okay, so he's clearly a different kind of politician. But what specifically have you heard from him that convinces you that he will make a difference for you and for your families, for your communities?
Because he knows how to create jobs. One of the biggest problems in America right now, especially in the black communities, a lack of jobs. And he has proven before that he knows how to create jobs. And we are a country, the land of opportunity, not the land of entitlement.
Now, I've spoken to some African-American leaders recently who, as they listen to his outreach to African Americans, they feel that he's talking at them rather than with them. And I wonder if you felt that at all.
No, not at all. I've been up close and personal with Mr. Trump, and he's a very personable guy. A lot of times he comes off on TV different than he is in person. And I don't know how they can arrive at the point of them thinking he's talking at them instead of to them, when he hasn't had a whole lot of interaction, and they have he has not interacted with them in a great way.
Well, let me ask you this then. If you look at the polls, it's really no contest. His support among African Americans is in the low single digits. Why are you in such a small minority among African Americans?
Because I look at this country and there's been a great transmission of misinformation. Therefore, you have far too many blacks that vote for the Democratic Party when there's been a Republican Party that has helped blacks more than anybody else. You look at the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. You also look at women's rights. The Republicans finally got that pushed through. So he's running on the platform that I'm in favor of. And I understand that platform because I have been a Democrat before, and I know which party has done the most for us as a race and the most of the country as well.
Now, you know that his current CEO of his campaign comes from Breitbart.com, from a wing of the party known as the alt-right, which has ties to folks who said and propagated some racist things and racist information. Does that association bother you?
Not at all. I mean, you look at Hillary Clinton, and she's been associated with the KKK and all these various organizations. You know,
how has she been associated with the KKK?
Because I've seen her kissing one of the leaders of the KKK.
You're talking about her picture with Robert Byrd?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I come from an era time known as Jim Crow, and I know what racism is and what racism isn't. And you can't legislate a person's heart. I'm not looking to like Donald Trump. I'm looking at what he will do, and I look at the history again of the Republican Party versus the Democratic Party, and for the last 8 years, we have been put in dire straits because of the policies that have been put in place, such as Obamacare and other things, when we need jobs as opposed to the things that are happening right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson there. Clarence Henderson there. You couldn't be more clear. It's funny to hear a person interviewing him trying to figure out, are you sure you want to support Donald Trump? This was before Trump was elected. Here's what I want to tell you guys. If you think that Trump's not getting through to black folks, you are sadly mistaken. It is the efforts of people like myself, the Clarence Williams of the world, Henderson rather, of the world, and people that are constantly droning, you know, putting this message out about what's really happening with the Democrats, why you need to be looking at Republicans. And he couldn't have said it any clearer. We don't need your stinking Obamacare. We need jobs. We want to afford to be able to get whatever health care, whatever else we want out of this country. Anyway, I don't cover Black History Month, but it's the last day of it. And so for fun, I just decided I wanted to play something that was an homage to Black history. We'll be back in just a bit for more Americans.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Americans, Kevin Jackson here. Leftists love crazy. They pride themselves on insanity. Glad you guys are here because you are the most sane people on the planet. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me your thoughts. KJRadio.com if you want to write them. And we love hearing from you. Leftists love crazy. They pride themselves on insanity. I have figured this out. See, I'm just observing here. In case you guys aren't aware, I do possess a superpower. That's right, Kevin Jackson is a superhero. And the superpower that I possess is called common sense. I know, and it is impervious to BS. It is impervious to leftism, progressivism, democratism, insanity is what it's impervious to. It sees through the craziness of what these people think. I'm gifted with logic and reason. I'm just saying. I know. It's impressive. You come on the radio and you're like, that Kevin Jackson, that black fella, he's amazing. He says things like, you know, if you're going to take a journey of 1,000, you know, miles, you probably should fly. I know. It's, hey, everybody can be me. What can I say? I make fun of the mundane. You want to know why? Because what should be normal, regular thought, the things that we think is conservatives, let me put it this way. How can you demonize, maybe this will put it in perspective, how can you demonize people who believe in God, for example, and it's something to do good? They believe in doing Christian acts, Judeo-Christian values, and they believe in, you know, the golden rule, do unto others, and so on and so forth. And they are looking for ways to help you, legitimately help. They want to protect the unborn.
Crazy people! How dare you?
How dare you want to protect the unborn? You don't know when a child is a child. Oh, yeah, I do. It's the moment of conception.
That doesn't mean anything. It's the trimesters that matter.
Okay, well, fine. But you're mean. You mean people want to tell women what to do with their bodies. No, that's not it at all. I don't really care what a woman does with her bodies, with her body. The only thing I'm saying is she carries civilization. And once she decides to copulate with another, she then produces another body. It's really not that big of an argument. But they will look at you. I mean, these people want to wring your neck. I know this firsthand because I've been to these abortion rallies. And, you know, stood up for the rights of children because I get them adopted. And I'm sitting there going, you people are wacky. They look at me like I'm crazy because I'm standing up for the rights of every single one of them that's out that I'm looking at. Every single one of them could have been the product of an abortion. And they don't get it. Look, I'm not moralizing about if a woman has one or doesn't have it. That's up to her. That is her choice. All I'm saying is you just have to understand what you're doing. Is that unreasonable? And I'm just using that as an example. Crazy. Whether it's immigration policy, whether it's Muslims coming to America policy, whether it's tax policy. Donald Trump is proving right now that tax policy, the way we see it, works. You decrease taxes, which means people get more of the money they've earned back. See, it would be different if you went and earned your money and they paid you in, say, burgers. And at the end of the day, they brought in a bunch of vagrants and they came in and they just started taking your burgers. And then you were left to take whatever burgers. It would be so different because, see, people don't remember life in the way it was in the past. Like when a blacksmith had to, you know, make the metal, you know, or a cobbler made the shoes. If a cobbler made shoes and at the end of the day, he made three pairs of shoes and the government came in and took a pair that he was planning on selling and trading for something else, you know, from the doctor or the veterinarian or whatever, he'd be mad. But they sneaky take it. You go out, they say, here's your amount you make per hour, and you get your check, and then suddenly you look at it and it's gone. Pieces of it are gone. You don't know where it went. You don't know who they gave the shoes to. We're going back to that analogy or that metaphor. So at the end of the day, it's like you get used to it. Okay, hey, they get their part. And then they just start getting more and more and more and more. And when somebody comes along and goes, look, this is insane. So you go out and work and somebody takes 40% of what you do off the top, federal. By the time it's all said and done, you're lucky to take home a third of what you make. That's insanity. And he tries to rectify it, and they call him insane. He's crazy for trying to give people back the money they've earned. How dare he? Doesn't he know what we do with that money? Yes, he does. Yet another insane thing. I dare you to look at what the government's meant. Forget, you know, Yeah, there's Social Security, which is your money, by the way. There's Medicare, which is your money, by the way. But there's also welfare stuff that has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown to the point where people are like, it's better be on welfare than to be working. They do that. They take your money to take care of other people's negligence. So what, a guy's got a bunch of kids by a bunch of different women? It's not his fault. He's got his needs. He's got urges. So they take care of his kids while you can barely take care of yours, if you can at all. They want to give Obamacare to people that don't care about working, don't care about giving back to this economy, while you can't, you're worried to death about going to the doctor. Because you're concerned, I don't know if it'll cover the COVID, I don't know about my deductibles. You're scared to death. That's what it was supposed to prevent. And it didn't. But they still look at you as, oh, you want to repeal that? You must be crazy. That's how crazy the world is. But let me tell you why, folks. I said it at the beginning. Leftists love crazy. They pride themselves on insanity. If you understand that, you understand how they think, and you can predict them. Kid shoots up a school. Do you think they're going to look for a real solution? No. It is the gun's fault. When has that changed?
I give you the gun.
When has it changed? Every shooting. It doesn't matter who does it. It could be a Muslim shooting up a nightclub. It could be a Muslim shooting up a Christmas party. It doesn't matter. It is the gun's fault. If we only had not had that gun, these evil people wouldn't have acted at all. They would have had reason to. They wouldn't have picked up a truck. They wouldn't have, you know, made a fertilizer bomb. No. More on this when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show. Oh my goodness, welcome back everybody. We are going to be talking about the word man. Go look at anything with the three letters M-A-N in it and you are in big trouble. We'll talk about that in a bit. Right now, on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, we are talking about crazy. And I said earlier, leftists love crazy. They pride themselves in insanity. Understanding that gives you a lot more understanding of their psyche, what drives them. And it's funny, you look at many of these, famous people. Do you think I'm kidding? Go look at them and what they talk about? They talk about how insane they are. But when I tell you they pride themselves on insanity, guys, I'm not kidding. Jimi Hendrix says you have to go on and be crazy. Craziness is like heaven. That's a quote from Jimi Hendrix. That's not Kevin Jackson making it up. And don't think I'm kidding here. Look at it for yourself. Go look at celebrity quotes on crazy and insanity, and I promise you, you'll hear it over and over and over, especially entertainers. Cliff Burton said, just keep going like crazy and look back when it's over. Meaning, go with reckless abandon. Don't worry about the consequences. Look, when it's all said and done, you can then look back at the carnage. Go back and look at what you did to your kids. Go back and look at what you did to people that loved you. Whatever. These people that love crazy, they're the ones who go into rehab because they have been searching for crazy. They search for it in all kinds of ways. What's her name? Chelsea Handler searches for it with, promiscuity with men. Many of these celebrities search for it with chemicals. How many of these people end up in rehab? Look at the number of entertainers that are high on coke, opioids, whatever drug of choice, because they're looking for crazy. They're searching for it. Most of us are looking for sanity. We're looking for peace and tranquility. Can I get an amen? I'm just saying. Your world is crazy. If you are an adult, and you are in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And you're in a bit of crazy. And you know what you do? You try to stabilize it. And you stabilize it with marriage or, settling down. They call it settling down. We look to settle down because you want to get a little bit of that crazy out. The minute you become an adult, you get into the rat race. Sad to say, the rats are always winning, right? But you're in the rat race. You're trying to build that career, and it's crazy at the job. I'm not talking about insanity. I'm talking about people just, it's frantic. It's chaotic. And you can't control it. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. So you're chasing that almighty dollar. Then you want to, you go, hey, I got a few bucks. What do I buy? What do I wear? How do I, react? what's the latest, coolest thing to do and to go and see? And then suddenly you find yourself in a relationship or relationships, and you're moving and shaking in that deal, and you're trying to, you know, balance that with your career. And now, you know, your clock starts ticking. What do they call it? Your biological clock starts ticking, mostly for women. But for men, too. It's time for me to start looking at it. So, but all this chaos is happening. And you know what you're doing? You're saying, my life has gotten a bit crazy. Not drug-induced. It's life-induced crazy. And that's a crazy you're supposed to deal with. That's the crazy that, you know, the yin and the yang of life that says, boy, I've got, you know, I'm thinking about my career. I've got my relationships are developing. I've got my friendships. I want to travel. I want to do all these things. Huh? What am I going to do? And you go, okay, let me settle down. I want to get rid of the crazy. And so, and by the way, as a conservative, you may have even developed a bad habit or two. You may be drinking too much. You may be partying too much. You may be losing some semblance of responsibility or whatever. Again, but for you, you're looking for organization. Let me tell you something about the left. They don't look for organization. They look for chaos. That's what they look for. They look for the insanity. They can't deal with the picket fence in suburbia, two kids, the dog, and going to the PTA. That for them is insanity. While you look, I'm describing what appears to be a boring life. Conservative life is not boring. You organize, you save, you plan for the future, you plan for your kids' future, you plan for your retirement, and it's chaotic. And at some point, as you reach maturity in life, you start getting to that level of maturity in life, you go, you know what? This is what I've been working for. I've been working to stop working, to settle in, to understand that, you know what? I'm on the downside of that hill of life, and I need to just enjoy it, the rest of it, and start prepping for whatever you think is coming. I believe it's a new world for us. I hopefully go to heaven and experience that. But that's what I hope for. And you hope for something similar. If you're a conservative, which means you're probably Judeo-Christian conservative, and you're listening to me, that's what you're hoping for. Not the left. They don't hope for it in politics. They want more crazy. The crazier it is, the better they feel. Women marching with vaginas in vagina uniforms, in costumes, and with vagina hats on. Want you to believe that this is a country that oppresses them, but they won't do it in the countries that actually oppress them. And they march against the man who they say is the main oppressor. But again, they won't march against the people who are really the oppressors. They don't do this in any patriarchal country. They didn't even do it against Bill Clinton. Why? On God's green earth, would you put on a vagina uniform and march against Donald Trump, somebody you hadn't even given 2 seconds of thought about before? Because they're crazy. And the crazier it appears, the more they crave it. They crave it. They think of it as 15 minutes of fame or whatever you want to call it. But they crave it. They crave it as a group. It's funny because Nietzsche said, in individuals, insanity is rare. But in groups, parties, nations, and epochs, it is the rule. He couldn't have gotten it more true. I'm not a fan of Nietzsche. He's an atheist. But I'll tell you this. He's so right in this. In individuals, insanity is rare. Take any of these knucklehead leftists we've been talking about. Pull them to the side and say, defend that. Explain this to me. And you can sense the sanity that exists inside of them. But let them get three or four together. Insanity rules. Groups, parties, nations, and epochs. And what we're witnessing is national insanity. The national insanity of Sweden, who will allow a culture to come into their country and destroy it. Britain, the same thing. France, the same thing. They've seen it. They it's not like it's a guess as to what the Muslims want to do. Now, I'm not just beating up on Muslims. I'm telling you, I'm just giving these as an example. These countries have witnessed the escalation of terror attacks. Sweden had, I think they said this year has had 200 bombings.
a little, I mean, there's nothing to that place. Rape's escalating. I mean, things are running rampant. And in Britain, Muslims openly telling Brits, we're taking over. We're taking over. We have no, we're not British. We don't want to be British. We're taking over as Muslims. And so what? We might have the accent because we've been around you clowns, but we're taking over. And the Brits, okay, it's okay by me. You know, whatever. People are crazy. But seeing the individual, insanity is rare. It can be dealt with. When you start getting in groups, it can't. Look at what we teach. Look at where our insanity exists. Go to any university. You guys watch that CNN thing with the NRA, where they're booing. Dana Lash, who says, the NRA, that, you know, isn't responsible for your gun safety. I mean, for anything that's going on with guns. We're an advocate for the Second Amendment. Ooh! And Dana Lash, friend of mine, is coolly and as calmly as she can explaining how the system broke down. The system. Where a kid has called law enforcement on himself. He's killed his father. I think, I don't know, did some, put a gun to the head of his mom. Killed, you know, it's essentially said, I'm a threat. Kids have said they're a threat. He's contacted local law enforcement, the FBI's aware, etc., and they're booing her. It's the NRA's fault! Is that sane? Of course not. Folks, we are not teaching sanity any longer. That's why I told you I'm a superhero. You come here, you listen to me, and you're like, this Kevin, man, he's deep, he's profound. I'm not profound. I hate to break it to you. I'm not profound at all. I may be a little clever at times, but there's no profundity. What's the word I'm looking for? Profoundery? I'm just a regular dude who sees things as they are. I look through the insanity. Because insanity is rare in individuals. Not in groups, parties, nations, and epochs. It's the rule.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My psychiatrist told me I was crazy, and I said I want a second opinion. He says, okay, you're ugly too. Rodney Dangerfield. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We are talking about crazy. We're talking about insanity. We're talking about what leftists suffer from, don't even recognize, because unfortunately, the world for them has become so insane, they can't recognize it. You think I'm kidding? They don't understand it. You know what the R.D. Lang said? They said insanity is a perfectly rational adjustment to an insane world. And that's what's happening to us. That's what's if we left unchecked, the insanity of the world will engulf us. And what looks sane in our previous life will look look insane to us. The things that make sense would be insane. That's why I tell you all the time, when you ask yourself about leftism and why is it is the exact opposite of common sense, it's because insanity is perfectly a rational adjustment to an insane world. I mean, when I make that statement, and when Artie Lang made that statement, he wasn't joking. It is the case. I'll put it to you another way. So you go to prison. I hope you don't, but let's say you were in prison. In the real world, we get along. We go to ball games together. We shop. You know, there's not a whole lot of racism. You go to prison. If you're black, you got to be with blacks. If you're white, you got to be with whites. If you're Hispanic, you got to be with Hispanics, and they separate based on northern and southern and, you know, Salvadoran or whatever. It is highly segregated in prison. That's not the way the world works. That's not the way kids play. In prison, not to get too graphic, but if a man decides he wants to, you know, have carnal knowledge of another man, it's okay. It's not considered being gay. That's the normal part of it. It's not considered being gay. It's just your circumstances, the insanity of the circumstances. In prison, if somebody disrespects you, you got to kill them. That's the insanity of life, but it's sanity in prison. If you're disrespected, if you disrespect somebody, that person is planning to shank you. They're going to kill you in some way. That's just the way it is. In that world, which is an insane world, if you take your sane processes, your sane thoughts and ideas into prison, you're going to be dead. You're going to be taken advantage of. You must adopt a different thing. I hope that explains leftism for you. You can't take sanity into the world of leftism. You can't take sanity to a university or a college. You can't do it. You can't take sanity into academia at any level anymore. We train people for insanity. We train kids right now. We tell them, guns are bad. And if you're a kid like me who grew up and somebody told me guns are bad, I'd go, really? So how do you kill your trot line bait? You know, how do you protect yourself in a situation where you need that pistol or that rifle, you know, with the rattlesnake or whatever? What do you do? How do you get out of a bad situation? And if you want to take it to urban life, ask a young girl who's being threatened by a gang of boys, how would you prevent a rape? There's nothing insane about firearms, but that we're teaching that it's bad. Another thing being taught right now is that global warming is, you know, this is the only way we're going to save the earth. And if you don't believe that, you're a bad person. Now, there's all kinds of evidence that says if you want to spend $100 trillion on a half a degree of temperature, you can. But you're going to bankrupt the world. So what? That's okay. Here's a really good one. Call somebody by the wrong pronoun in California, and we're going to send you to prison. I'm just giving you a few things, folks, that they tell you that are crazy. There's a black man that sent one of my buddies sent me this quote. He says, the white man has taught us to hate one another and to accept that the white man is God and the black man is broke and hungry. It's easy to rob and steal from one's own brother than to steal from the white man. So he's lamenting what we've been taught as black folks. He's lamenting what people say about us as black folks. In terms of the whites. But then he's saying, but then we go and rob and steal for one another's. And sadly, he's right. The white man has indeed taught black people to hate one another. Consider that blacks kill each other in extraordinary numbers while proclaiming to be family. Yeah, go anywhere. Black people look at each other. Yeah, what's up, family? What's up, family? I'm telling y'all what we do. We see each other. We're strangers. Be in a place and somebody, what's up, family? Hey, what's up? What's up, cuz? We call each other by familial names. And let me tell you something. You are, as a black person, when you are around other blacks, you are in the most dangerous situation you could possibly be in. Blacks these leftists, they claim to support all things black. But watch a reality show, folks, and the truth is far from different. I'm talking about one of these cop shows. Black leftists kill each other for absolutely no reason. A hard look, a bad dope deal, certainly over money. And these clowns wonder why sane blacks like myself dismiss them and become conservatives. But then what do these leftist blacks say about me? Oh, they call me an Uncle Tom. They call me a coon and a host of other names. And this other, the other point he made, he says, they proclaim that the white man is God. See, that's for those who really don't know God. Nobody who's a true Christian believes that God is white. But some blacks fixate on this as an excuse to hate white people. Whether God is depicted as white, black, or whatever, olive skin, Greek, the depiction is wrong. It represents an artist's interpretation of God. And I happen to see God in everything. I see God in Down syndrome kids and autistic kids. I see God in deeds of people. I see people do acts of kindness and things that I go, that proves to me right there there is a God. Because, there, you know, you could easily dismiss people and walk away from them and not care. But we don't. The woman who hands a hungry man $20 outside of a restaurant, not because the man asked, but because God was present and filled his need through the virtue of another. See, the brother is right. White leftists want the world to see only the despair of blacks. They don't showcase the many black families who live the American dream. Those are the people who feel fortunate to be Americans, to have the opportunities that America provides. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know about the sanity of life. They don't want you to know about living life with truth and honor as much as you can. You're going to be a failed Christian, folks. You're going to be failed in so many ways. That's okay. See, the left wants you to hold yourself to such a high standard, you can never be worthy of God. Let me just put it to you this way. Billy Graham died the other day. He's not worthy to be in the kingdom of God. The Pope is going to die. He's not worthy of being in the kingdom of God. Mother Teresa died. She's not worthy to be in the kingdom of God, except that she submitted to him. All these people submitted their lives to God with the understanding that they are still fallible. I'm pretty sure every one of those people sins a lot less than us, right? Can I get an amen? Yeah. Kevin's preaching again. He's preaching. That sounds, feels like church, right? It's funny because my staff will say many times, Kevin, we got to be careful with the whole thing about religion. And I'll go, be careful about what? What should I be careful about? That I believe in God and I express that, and that I'm constantly searching for that closeness that I've talked about many times that my brothers feel for God. And that, you know, that gives you such a peace in your life that you're like, who cares? You know why you search for God? Why most of us are probably Christians, Christ followers, whatever you want to call yourselves. It's because you're looking to take away the insanity and to get to the sane. Because it's the only thing that makes sense. Why would you want to spiral out of control versus spiraling into control? Why would you want to do it? Man, I could go on. This is such an amazing subject for me because in everything that we talk about, I swear, but people ask me, Kevin, how do you argue against the left? How do you? I go, it's very simple, guys. Think logical and you understand what they're not going to say. If you think insane, if you said to me, Kevin, a girl got shot in Houston, Texas, and a little 9-year-old girl, and I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, it was probably some white dude. You know, I was a cop, right? I'm going to go to the craziest thing. It was a cop that shot her. He was a white cop, and he probably hated black people, and he was out eating a hamburger, having a hot dog and a cup of coffee or a donut or something, and that little black girl, and I don't know anything about it. A girl was shot in Houston, Texas. You give it, take it to the craziest place you could take it, and that's how leftism works. You, as a conservative, your first thought is, how tragic. That's the difference.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.